Hello. What is that sound?
That was Zoom saying this meeting is being recorded.
Okay, good. Hi, I'm Peyton.
And I'm Emily.
And this is the week that I start the intro. Welcome to...
We Peyton this. How do you think of something clever to say? You didn't say any good words for me to read.
I didn't say any good words for you to read?
You know when I'm like, this is a struggle, and you're like, restruggle this. What word was I supposed to say? Restart?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you said read. I was like, was I supposed to be giving you something to read?
Yeah, I need a teleprompter.
Okay. This whole thing has been a lie, and I've been teleprompting Emily this whole time.
Yes.
She has no idea. I run her Twitter as well, and she has no idea who we are. A paid actor.
You run my Twitter, but you don't exist.
We're both paid actors. We don't know each other.
Who's paying me?
Oh, maybe I'm getting paid for both. Let's not, don't think about it.
That makes so much sense.
That's how we afforded this house. I'm getting paid for both of our voice acting in this podcast.
Someone is paying way too much money.
Yeah.
So we'll get started with tweets for anyone who might happen to be new here. You can follow along in our show notes at RetweetThisPod on Twitter in the moment. But I tweeted on May 11th. This was like right after we got done recording last time. It was like right after midnight. And so it just says, this is in my drafts and I have no memory of the context. And it's a screenshot of my drafts and it says Captain Von Thirstrap.
It's good. It made me laugh.
I have to give credit. I did not make up the joke. I saw a couple of TikTok about The Sound of Music and a couple of people made that comment.
Oh.
Like, put that in the comments. And so I was going to draft it and make like a longer joke out of it. But I saw it really late at night and I was tired. And so I just put Captain Von Thirstrap in my drafts. And then I found it again and I was like, fair. He's hot.
I think it should be a compliment to you that I thought you probably made that up.
I shouldn't have made it clear. I just didn't want anyone to come for me and be like, actually, I saw that
before. Actually, I commented that.
actually, I don't care.
On May 10th, Hank tweeted, best friend dynamic. Friend 1, outgoing, dynamic, everyone likes them, will deal with annoying things. Friend 2, quiet, small, SMOL. Inscrutable, actually the funnier one, will deal with no annoying things. And I said, I'm friend 2, and you said, congrats on being funnier.
You said, congrats on being liked.
And I said, both of us deal with annoying things, though. And I said, each other.
And I said, funnier one.
Oh, I forgot about this interaction. I'm glad we included
it. I did too. It was a full week ago. No, wow. I don't think I'm necessarily outgoing or liked by everyone, but I think I'm good at faking being pleasant and I do put up with a lot.
Yeah.
So.
I think you're more outgoing than me.
I think we're outgoing in different ways. Like, I won't call and make an appointment.
Right. I feel like things. You're outgoing, like, in a social setting.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I'm not outgoing. I'm outgoing in like a work setting or professional setting. I would mm-hmm. be like bolder, but I'm not really outgoing like in a friend group to be like, I don't know. I'm scared of people. So
yeah, I mean, I'm outgoing like if I'm like with coworkers and stuff, like I'm going to join conversations. I'm going to like be outgoing in that aspect, but I'm not necessarily like, I'm working on it. I'm getting better. Getting better at voicing opinions. I had a really good idea today in our communications meeting. I forgot what it was already, but 3 people told me it was a good idea.
Well, that's good. So. I hope someone wrote it down.
They did.
Okay, good.
It's in the Google Doc.
I tweeted on the 10th, and it's a picture of the Come and Go gas station, and I said Hot Girl Summer. I told Brent about this joke, thinking it was really funny. He did not even smile. So.
I mean, I don't think it, like... It's funny because it's not your best work, but it is funny.
Well, I don't think it's my best work. I have some pretty good work, you know.
On the 12th, I just found this tweet and I retweeted it and said, normalize letting me talk without making any sense. And honestly, that's this podcast.
Yeah.
So normalize it.
Yeah, I'm fine normalizing that. I think we have been, considering this is episode 37.
Oh, God. I did want to give a quick... Yes, it's terrifying. I wanted to give a little disclaimer that if you hear snoring, it's my dog.
If you hear snoring, it's me.
She's snoring very softly, and she's very cute, and I can't make her move. Aww.
That's okay.
She's a little old lady.
Haggai's, like, praying that he hears the snoring.
He's like, move the microphone closer.
On May 12th, Hank tweeted, which I feel like he's talked about this a lot of times.
I know he's talked about it at least once on TikTok. I've seen it.
See, I can't. The problem is that I hear those TikToks so many times when I'm captioning them that it feels like he's talked about it 70 times. But he said, Venus flytraps have to put their flowers really far away from their traps so they don't they don't accidentally kill their pollinators, and I love it so much. It's just like a picture of the long stem.
The fact that Twitter crop went away really helped this picture out, too, on mobile.
See, I still have Twitter crop.
Oh, mine finally went away.
Yeah, I don't know why mine still has it. Jack, you'll be hearing from my lawyers. I replied and said, so every time I see one of these, like a Venus flytrap, I just think of Little Shop of Horrors. And then I always think of Suddenly Seymour because it's such a good song. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me want to sing it. So it gets stuck in my head. Song.
I'm not going to sing it, but it is good.
I think this is his most liked tweet of
that
all
is time. A really like. It's got 145,000 likes.
Wow, that's like pretty famous for Hank.
Wow, for Hank.
I mean, not compared to some of the other YouTubers I follow on Twitter.
There's so many. So many follow you back.
Like three, maybe.
How embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
On May 13th, someone named Maggie Winters, at Saggy Splinters, which is better than Maggie Winters, said, CDC couldn't have given us a countdown. I look like poop.
Yeah. Relatable tweet. I saw this tweet, and it was a day that I had also tweeted and was like, can the mask stay a little bit longer? I have three huge zits on my chin. Like, can we?
Right.
I'm not ready for that yet.
I really have enjoyed not doing a full face of makeup. And I really don't want to start doing it again.
Yeah, I've been liking not doing it. Especially, like, once a month, my chin breaks out really terribly. And it's like, I don't worry about it because no one sees.
Yeah. I'm also going to have to be back in the office 5 days a week starting in July. Ugh. And so I'm going to have to use so much more makeup. I've saved so much money on makeup and gasoline not being in the office.
Do you prefer being in the office or no?
Depends on what I have to do for the day. Like, if I have to work on, like, spreadsheet-based stuff, I like to be in the office because I have bigger monitors and I can see better. But if I'm just doing calls or emails or, like, just doing virtual Zoom visits and stuff, I like the idea of being from home. I just need another monitor at home is all it is. But I've made it this far.
Yeah, I'm proud of you for making it.
Thanks. Oh, big announcement. I bought a computer. It'll be here on Thursday.
Yay! Which one did you get? I'll cut it out so we don't get judged by the tech people. Yay! That's exciting.
Yeah, it was originally $800. It was on sale for $600. So and pretty much anything else was similar RAM and SSD and like all of the things I wanted. Pretty much everything else was in the $800 to $900 range. Uh-huh. And so I went ahead and bought the production program for it because, like, I probably will be traveling with it.
Oh, yeah.
So on May 14th, Phil uploaded the video of him cutting Dan's hair.
So good.
And it's a quality video, like, old school quality. Like, if you are not a part of that fandom and haven't been around there for a while, you just won't appreciate it the same way that those of us who have been here for the long haul have been. But really good video. But it's literally just like 18 minutes of Phil cutting Dan's hair. And so I screenshotted from our patron month back in February where we just uploaded the audio of you giving me a haircut in your bathroom that says 8 minutes of Peyton cutting Emily's hair. And I said, Peyton and I did it first.
Honestly, we're trendsetters. And I fully believe that I know who Bilbo Swaggins was, but I'm going to pretend that it was Phil and that he got inspiration from our haircutting audio. Hank tweeted on the 14th and said, I hope all the 26-year-olds are doing okay.
Well, I feel like we need to preface this, first of all, by saying Hank tweeted that night like 9 times in a row, not at all on the same topic, just whatever. And then he's like, I had an alcoholic slushy. And I'm like, yeah, you did.
Yeah. I was also on a roll and he replied to one of my tweets and was like, we're both going really hard right now. Have you had an alcoholic slushy? I was like, no, I'm just this way.
That's a good tweet. I was going through it, I was actively crying when he tweeted that. Just having one of those moments about being 25 and don't know what I'm doing. So I responded to that and said, the 25-year-olds aren't.
I responded and asked if 26 is kind of like 23. Because 23 was hard.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to be honest. 23 was a pretty good year for me.
Well, that's good. Well, was that your Jonas Brothers year?
That was the year the Jonas Brothers got back together. That was the year I lived with Kate. I was working my first full-time job, which, like, not the best, whatever. But, like, I was getting through. I had a great roommate. I was doing a lot of stuff. I was going to a lot of concerts. I went to Disney World that year. I went to the beach. Like, I had a good year.
Yeah.
2019 was good.
I was just very, personally. I had a good year, I think. I mean, it's when we moved to Alabama.
Yeah.
And that was good. And got to go see, like, I'd never been to the Southeast, so I got to go to a bunch of new states, which was cool. And then Brent did flight school. But I was just very anxious all of 23 about aging, like, horribly anxious. So, yeah, I'm hoping 26 isn't like that.
Yeah, we cut out most of our aging crisis from the last episode, so we don't have to go back down that rabbit hole again.
Yeah, let's not. Don't think about it.
I'm feeling pretty good right now. I don't want to go back there. And then Hank tweeted a couple hours after that, maybe an hour after that, I don't know, and said, in all caps, anyway, you are not going to do what your heroes did because they already did it. Your job is to be the best you. Which is nice, except I don't know that I have any heroes that have done things that I want to do, and I think that's the problem is that I don't know what I want to do.
I relate to that. So also preface, that tweet's in all caps for no reason. So then I replied and said, but if I don't have wildly unattainable goals, what will keep me going, Hank? Angry face. And then he replied in all caps and said, keep that energy. I think he was drunk and just had caps locks on. That's what I would like to imagine.
Something like that. Either that or he really thought it was giving an effect that it just wasn't quite giving.
Yeah, it was giving drunk screaming more than anything.
Keep that energy! Like, you don't scare me. Okay, this is also inspired by a TikTok that I saw and saw a lot of people arguing in the comments over what the Southern equivalent of a bodega is. So I tweeted, I said, I could be wrong, but I feel like the Southern version of a bodega is the convenience store that's attached to the gas station that serves biscuits and gravy at 5:30 a.m.
I don't know what a bodega is, so.
Oh, okay. So I know they're, okay, well, I'm going to sound so uncultured. I know they're in New York. I don't know if they're, I think they're in other, like, cities. But it's basically like a convenience store, mini market store.
Oh, okay.
But that's not attached. It's not like a branded, like, Kroger or anything like that. Like, it's one of those little
stores where you can go. Like a single-owned type of thing?
Yeah, kind of like a little mini grocery. And then they'll have, like, a lot of times they have a sandwich shop in them. Or, like, you can get coffee.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of times they have cats that live in them.
But yes. Yeah, but I know the vibe that you're describing. Nate is cringing right now. We're sorry.
Look. I've lived in a town of less than 40,000 people for my whole life, so I'm doing okay.
We're trying our best.
But anyway, I just didn't know if the gas station with a built-in restaurant that's not like a Subway or like a McDonald's or a Dunkin', like something that's normally attached to a gas station, but like the mom and pop restaurant in the back of the gas station is like a strictly Southern experience.
I mean, we have it in Oklahoma, but that's... You know.
That's kind of Southern.
Yeah. If you were like on a road trip and there was only a gas station and you had to like get lunch there, what would you get?
Well, it depends on what the gas station is.
Okay.
Because if it's like a QT, then I'm going to go get those little taquitos that roll around on the thing. And you can keep your opinions about it to yourself.
Okay.
But but if it's like just one that has like prepackaged stuff, honestly, I'm just going to get like a bottled smoothie drink and like some kind of chips or something.
I think I would do. If they have a soft pretzel, I'm there. If they don't, I would like a cheese pizza slice, maybe. I would be a little hesitant for chicken strips, though they do usually sound pretty good. I'm a little scared of salmonella.
Okay, so you're talking about the big gas stations that have, like, restaurants in them.
Not restaurants.
Like a Quick Trip?
Yeah.
That has, like, the kitchen. You're talking about somewhere that has a kitchen.
I don't know if... No, because I think they literally just take them out and put them in the warmers. The places I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
So I guess it just depends on the place, but I would definitely
any of those near me, I would not trust the pizza.
Oh, we had a gas station with really, really good pizza by our high school. So we used to get in trouble because we'd walk across the street during school and get pizza.
See, there's the ones with like the kitchens in them that are like a mom and pop place. And they're the ones that serve like biscuits and gravy, or they might have like fried chicken. They always have boiled peanuts somewhere in the store. There's those. And then there's the ones that are like chain gas stations, and they have like the little warmer by the checkout that's got slices of pizza rotating around in it.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got like your Quick Trips and your Racetracks and the ones that have like their big, big chains, like not quite a Buc-ee's, but think like something that is like has a lot of gas pumps.
Yeah. Like a Valero is a big brand. Situation.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if I've ever been to a Valero, but not quite a Wawa, but like a mini Wawa.
Okay. A mini Wawa.
Mini Wawa. This has been a lot of gas station discourse.
Yeah, it is. I tweeted on the 15th, and it's a screenshot of another tweet with like the eye, mouth, eye emojis. And I said, my dad trying to help me through chemistry and me crying at the kitchen table were formative evenings. And someone named, their name is Chemistry Expert. And preface, I looked at their account after this, and all of their tweets were like, hey, I'm a tutor. DM me. Like, that's what their replies were. So that needs to be.
It seems
known.
Like one of those bots that replies to people looking for
they
help.
They replied to me and said, hey, dear, I am majoring in organic chemistry. I should talk to your dad to create a chemistry between you and me, winky face. What?
That's so deeply uncomfortable.
Why? All of his other replies, I'm assuming it's a he. All of his other replies were like bot replies. Why me for this weird reply? And then I didn't include this part in the show notes because I blocked them. But then they DM'd me and was like, hey, was my reply weird? I just deleted the DM and blocked them. I was like, yeah, it was.
That was really weird.
It was very weird. Don't talk to my dad about creating a chemistry with me, please.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies. I dislike.
Same.
Hank tweeted yesterday. I don't know. I missed this tweet when it originally happened, but it says, I just asked Oren what his job was, and he said learning and running and sliding with water and throwing pillows at my own face. I want that job.
Yeah, same. Someone replied and said, what's the income for that kind of work? And Hank said pancakes.
I'll take it.
I love pancakes. Do you put peanut butter on pancakes?
No, but I haven't had a pancake in a hot minute.
We'll have pancakes when you visit because we have a big outdoor griddle now.
Ooh, okay. Can we... Well, I guess they're probably not in season there.
What?
Blueberries.
Oh, yeah. We can get blueberries. We have blueberries in Colorado.
Okay, well, I mean... it snowed like 2 weeks ago. I don't know what can bloom there.
I mean, they import them, I'm sure.
True. This is very true. I mean, they import the ones in the grocery stores, too.
I don't know what blooms there.
We have... picked off a bush and then frozen blueberries that were given to us by a friend in the freezer right now. Like, those are the good blueberries.
No, I mean, I would have to go to the store, but.
Yeah, no, grocery store, I accept grocery store blueberries.
And we have a Trader Joe's, and I demand that we go and get snacks.
Windmill cookies.
Yes.
Ooh, we gotta get the, it's like a, there's some really good coffee creamer there. We gotta get it.
Okay. I tweeted on the 16th, and I said, very busy, don't text. And it's just a picture of my laptop with John and Dan.
I didn't close the tab after that event, and it's still open, and I can still replay it and keep watching it as long as I don't close the tab.
Surely someone's going to post it on YouTube, right?
I'm sure somebody ripped it and is going to post it. I don't know if it'll get taken back down or not.
If it's you, and if you're scared to post it because you don't want it to get taken down, would you just send it to me? Thank you.
If anyone who is involved with this hears it, no, you didn't.
Yes.
But no, that, I really liked that event, and I felt kind of silly with, like, how excited I was over it, but then I was like, screw it, I'm gonna be excited over things, and I don't know, it gave me warm fuzzies.
Yeah, me too. It was so good. I cried a little bit. John is very wholesome. I did emo text him afterwards a wholesome message, which I will not read on this podcast, but he replied with a wholesome message back, and it was so good.
I need you to read it back to me after we're done recording.
Okay.
Switching lanes entirely. Also yesterday, I took a screenshot of Hank's TikTok profile because his profile picture suddenly became a possum. And I said, wait, what did Peyton do?
I also...
Because that has your vibes all over
it. Yeah, I screenshotted it and text Hank in a panic and literally said, please tell me this was you. Like, I thought I did it on accident or something. Like, he was like, yes, because Carolyn Dunton, the pile of ham in a trench coat girl on TikTok.
Samantha.
Yes. She made a thing and was like, everyone's profile pictures are possums and they're all replying to this, calling me the possum queen to like make everyone kind of like go along, you know?
Yeah,
so Hank was going along, and now it's still a possum. So I guess he's sticking with it. And I changed to a possum too, and I think we all should. I think we should only be possums. So
okay, I'll pick a good possum and change mine after this.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want to explain this one?
Yeah, I'm an Ariana Grande stan on the side, and
on the side,
there's a rumor, which I don't know if it's confirmed or not, that she got married this weekend to her fiance Dalton, And so there's a picture, and it's Kat from Victoria. Or no, this was on iCarly. Or was this Sam and Kat? Yeah. It's red-haired Ariana Grande in a wedding dress, like blurry in an old photo. And it says, exclusive, Ariana Grande at her wedding that took place this weekend. Congratulations to the superstar, heart.
It's funny because it's in the old iCarly set. Have you seen that they're remaking it. iCarly or doing an iCarly reboot?
I saw it, and then didn't they say that Gibby wasn't going to be there?
Gibby's not going to be there, and Sam's not going to be there, but... Freddie, Carly, and Spencer are all there. Supposedly, like, Freddie's divorced, and he, like, came back home to live with his mom, and...
To be honest...
Spencer, like, got really rich.
The only people I cared about on iCarly were Sam and Gibby, so I will probably not be watching.
It's on another streaming service that I think you can get a free trial for or something, so I'll, like, get the free trial and watch as much as I can and then, like, not purchase.
Okay, let me know if it's good, then I'll do the same.
Okay, I'll give you my login. And that is all of our tweets, but now we are going to move on to Patreon hour.
Woohoo! So, the better hour, to be honest.
Go Clown College.
Yay!
As always, we are super duper grateful to all of our patrons who continue to support us even when we are questionable. Who changed their name to I Love Brent?
What?
Go look at our patrons list. Which one of y'all?
He loves you back, I'm sure.
Anyway, thanks to Nate Professional Twitter Clown, Bill, Margaret Last Comment, Rachel, Kelly, Artemis, I gotta scroll, Hank, Kimmy, Kara, Catherine, Elin, Ruthie, Spencer, I Love Brent, Adia, and Molly, for your continued support of whatever it is that we are doing here. We Woo-hoo! Appreciate y'all.
Yay.
And now we have some tweets from our professor tier.
Yes. We will start with Artemis, who tweeted on the 12th and said, just got my second dose of the vaccine. The hive mind connection is weird, but the memes are pretty good from what I've seen. There's also a 24/7 music channel that only plays Never Gonna Give You Up. So I think I was just rickrolled by the government.
Could you imagine if, like, there was some way for them to, like... Like, okay, disclaimer, this is false. How many times am I going to say disclaimer this episode? But, like, if it did, like, microchip your brain or something, imagine somebody getting in control of it and all they did was just make it play Never Gonna Give You Up.
That's what would happen if we were in control.
Honestly, yes. But it would be pizza mukbang.
Oh, no. No, it's just Dan's diss track on repeat.
Oh, God, don't say that. It's going to be stuck in my head forever now. Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
I was drawing. Adia said on the 12th, Spotify, I know I liked these songs, but I would like to hear something else sometimes. And I guess I can't have this conversation with you because you don't use Spotify.
No, I do. I have Spotify Premium now.
What?
I know. Big things have happened to me.
This is life-altering news. I need to follow you on there so you can keep up with what I'm listening to determine my mood. Do you, like songs and then, like, shuffle your liked songs?
No.
Or do you listen to playlists? Do you listen to albums? What is your preferred way to listen?
Playlists or albums.
Okay. I feel like that's what I mostly do. But I like songs because I know it, like, benefits the artist and, like, helps them get on other playlists and stuff. But I don't think I've ever gone to, like, my songs and, like, shuffled them or anything.
Huh. Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing you could do, so...
Oh. Well, I've been on Spotify for multiple years now.
Yeah, well, so. Not all of us have the money to spare, Emily.
You are using YouTube Premium! That's not a free service!
Now I have both, so I just want to throw out that I've become a big spender recently.
Wow, this is what your Patreon dollars are going to.
Yeah, my Spotify and my YouTube Premium. Rachel tweeted on the 14th and said, "Look out, John Green. Tay is trying to outsign you." And it's about Taylor signed 75K Evermore CDs. And it says she signed 500 CDs every day. To be honest,
that's a lot of CDs.
That is a lot of CDs. I think she does not hold a candle to John Green.
The only thing is, though, she is a musician. She does make money playing guitar and, like, piano and stuff. So should we be more concerned about hand injuries here?
I'm going to say no, because I'm going to say John editing is important for his hand as well.
Okay.
And typing. Like, he's not an author first. He has to have his hands working to make TikToks, Emily.
Oh, yes, of course. But yours have to be working harder to do the little bitty captions.
Right.
On May 15th, Kimmy just tweeted, "Peyton, get your drunk old man under control."
I would like to preface and remind everyone that I have literally no control over what Hank Green does. Or John. So do not blame me when things get out of hand, because I have nothing to do with it.
They were not your hands to start with. Hold on, my mom texted me and said time for Gracie.
What you bought? Come on, doodle bug, it's bedtime. Let's go. Best friend's looking for you. Let's go.
I forgot that I was still on the phone in my headphones and you could hear me baby talking to my dog. That's okay. So I don't know how I'll much leave that it was in. Don't worry. Recorded. Me calling her smoochie butt. So Nate tweeted like 12 or 13 hours ago and said, "Nothing makes me feel more like I'm in an exclusive club than following someone with these two icons." And it's the verified checkmark and the private account. And somehow this reminded me of you, because I feel like you like to have like exclusive knowledge of things. And that's the energy that this gives me.
Yeah, I do. It's not so much private Twitters, but it would be like if someone went private for a day and everyone wanted to know why, that mm-hmm. would make me feel really important. Like, I knew information, you know?
Yeah.
I love knowing things. That's my slogan. I love knowing things.
I love knowing things. And that could be taken as really innocently and like, I like to learn things. Or it could be like, no, I like to have
I love to learn, but also I like to scheme and plot.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. I'll feel very important one person who's if like Hank that. Ever goes private. I feel very but important.
The thing is, with going private, the people that followed you before can still see you. It's not just mutuals. Like, it's anybody that has followed you when they lock
I in. Wonder if there's different settings for verified people for that.
I don't know, but if I do not, know there that there be. Are I know there are verified Twitter users that I follow that don't follow me back and that have gone private and I can see their stuff.
This is another, I'll just DM Jack Dorsey, that's his last name, right? The Twitter CEO. And I will let him know that this is a good idea.
I don't want to remember another billionaire CEO's name, so we'll go with Dorothy or whatever you said.
Dorothy? Okay.
Jack Dorothy.
A couple hours ago, Kat tweeted and said, "To men who don't know me, literally don't talk to me. I am not interested, sparkles." Yes.
Big mood. I just think it's funny because I texted you like a few hours ago and I was like, why do men? Why are they? I was so mad. I was going to the gym. Okay. Time to rant about a man, right?
Okay.
So I was going to the gym this evening, and the way I have to go to my gym, you have to turn left across like a 2-lane highway that's pretty busy. Mm-hmm. And there's not a traffic light there. And so I pull up and I'm waiting for a chance to go. And like twice in a row, cars had come up from the other direction and like gotten in front of me and gone. Uh-huh. So I was getting really mad. And then like, the first time it happened, like I started to go and then another car came out from like the parking lot across the way beside me and cut me off. And so I had to stop. And the car behind me was this big white pickup truck with like giant wheels. And the guy in the front of the truck just lays on the horn. He's not like about to hit me. It's not like he started to go with me. Like he just laid on his horn out of impatience. Two more times while I was sitting there trying to go, he would just honk at me. And I'm like, sir, your big truck might be okay if it gets sideswiped by one of these cars, but my little Hyundai isn't. And I know it doesn't have enough get up and go to get across these two lanes before that car right there is coming. So like, leave me alone. And then I'm like trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, maybe he's got to go somewhere important. Like there is a medical office across the street here. He could be trying to get here. No, he was going to the gym too. He was working out the whole time I was.
You should have thrown a medicine ball at him.
I should have.
Rude.
But he was really, really big. Like, really big. And so I was kind of intimidated. And then I told my mom the same story. And she said, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And I said, mother.
Good job, Patty. Wow. She's bold. I love it. Oh, this next one.
Yeah, this was Hank's cursed like of the week.
Okay.
So if we remember the Venus flytrap moment, I found this in his likes. It's Lil Nas X sliding down the Venus flytrap. It's Lil Nas X. Wow. It's Lil Nas X.
Sliding down the Venus flytrap.
Just leave all of those in.
Okay. It's a really good edit. It's really funny. It looks, it's like really well done too, which I like.
It is. It is really good.
I could never.
He goes, wee!
Wee!
Wee! I want someone to take that music video, but the part where he slides down, just cut the audio and it just goes, wee!
Just with your, me, with your voice saying wee.
Okay, I'm going to give you a really good wee and you're going to put it in there.
Ew, okay. Okay.
Not you. I mean, whoever's listening, whoever wants to be, whoever wants to make my day. Okay, ready? Wee! Have fun.
Okay. Nice. less cursed. There's a dog jumping on cones. It's very good.
It's so good. It's like little safety barriers. They're not cones because they look permanent. And he's just frolicking along, bouncing along the top of them.
There's a lot of coordination happening.
It's very much like Mario bouncing on those green pipes.
Yes.
But it's dog.
Puppy-o.
And he gets to the end and he just turns around and goes back.
Very cute. The person very riding the bike in the background is very unconcerned.
I would stop and applaud this dog.
Yes.
And then we only got one dumb goals.
I saw other ones. I don't know who they were, but they didn't hashtag it, I think.
John says, dumb goals. D, Anthropocene, more viewed, buy it now.
D, Anthropocene. It's a good tweet.
Reviewed. And we're going to end on that. John's book comes out tomorrow, which is probably today as you're listening, unless we goofed something up and didn't edit in time or something. John's book and Zan's book are out tomorrow, so yay. You know us.
Can we, it's fan title, day. Can we title this episode, You Will Get Through This Anthropocene?
This night reviewed.
Thanks everyone for listening. Please send us some viral moments of joy to hashtag Mcdickles. That's your homework. Just send us some good stuff.
Yes. MCDICKLEZ. You can find us on Twitter at RetweetThisPod. And if you want to join the Clown College, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/RetweetThis. I'm also going to visit Peyton in about 2 weeks or so. So we're probably going to record our Patreon bonus together, which makes it more chaotic than usual. So you can join us before that happens this month.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back next week. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye, John's book. Bye, Han's book. Han's book? Whatever.
B, you gotta be announced.
Hello and welcome to Prince. Which one is this?
Hello.
A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor review.
Hello and welcome. To whatever this is, we're here.
We did it. We made it.
I miss everyone. I miss it.
You were doing it last week.
I know. That's a week of missing.
Oh, okay. All right, B, what chapters are you doing today?
Okay, the first chapter was Andy, and we had a little bit of the Book of Good Times, and it kind of just prefaced for, I don't think that's the right word, but it kind of... introduced Altcoin, which is like the cryptocurrency for Altus. And Andy got into this group chat with Thread and all the other members. And they were essentially talking about Altus space. And they said that you needed, you know, a really good, like an 8K VR headset to run it. And, you know, they were going to try it. Him and another Thread member were going to try it out. And so... he joins, and he essentially joins into what Miranda was working on or got to do in the previous chapter. And then he said that, or in the chapter, you know, it's talking about premium Alta space, which is interesting because the free edition seems pretty cool already. So he's trying to earn coins so he can get into the premium and see what that's about. The next chapter is April. She and Maya, they went up to Vermont in this like back country, you know, middle of nowhere type of place. And then Maya kind of screams and she says she saw a squirrel, but it turns out to be the Carl monkey. And then after that, they open the door and there's a man. He's got a gun and he was sent by Fish, which I'm still not sure how they're finding them because I don't know. Oh, maybe Altus is using Alta Space to also somewhat search for Carl. And that's kind of leading them to April because she's like connected, I guess, in a sense. I don't know. But the man shoots and he hits Maya and April puts her hand on the wound and her hand kind of like melts into the wound and heals it. And then I'm pretty sure she killed the man. That's what it was hinting at. So that's something.
Violent.
Yeah. But that's the chapters for this week. I'm probably going to go read another one because it's really starting to pick up now.
Yay.
And now we got to find out if she actually killed this man.
I'm pretty sure. I'm just going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say that he is dead. Well, I assume Maya's got a chapter, so she'll
probably... You going to do two next week or three?
Two, maybe three.
Two.
Okay.
This has been...
Brent's Beautifully Foolish Endeavor review. Woo!
This has been Bapper! Woohoo!
Bapper!